There it is. November 8th, 1996. Mound. We're going to move forward here. I got Jeff. We're thanking Jeff for all his engineering prowess here. Keeping the bunny rolling. This is Kevin. Bringing you from the archives the sixth time. Sixth and final opportunity to do this. Together, you, me, the band. You know, I haven't mentioned, I haven't thanked the band. Let me thank the band. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank those guys, Jemp, the four men who provided so much entertainment for us all these years. Hasn't been 20 for me, but I've seen quite a number of folks out in the lot, and for some of you, it's been a good solid 20 years with Fish. I tell you, the time flies when you're having fun, and it's big fun here at Coventry, but it's wet fun. So come on in slowly but surely. Make sure you stay out of the left lane. Remember Trey's message for peace in the 21st century. If you're not passing, don't use the left lane. I'm going to add to that Shapsio's message for peace at Coventry. Don't pass on the way into Coventry. No left lane, man. Stay in the right lane. Stay on Route 5. Coming north. Can't come south on Route 5. Follow all your instructions on the way in. We're parking people as quickly as possible, but it's not quick. It's slow. We're doing our very best to keep it right. Keep it moving. You'll get in, but you got to use your patience. One other thing I want to make sure I tell you in the spirit of neighborly activity in the state of Vermont is that if you're in any of the towns and villages surrounding it, and I have to tell you, always glad to come to the Northeast Kingdom, but I couldn't even name 10 of them up here. But there's plenty. And if you're in one of those towns and villages, the police said that's fine. You can rest. In fact, you should if you're too tired to drive safely. But if you're going to be, let's just say you want to use your very best judgment while you're stopped there. Go ahead and rest and move on out. Don't cause any trouble for anybody in the towns. Don't use this as the opportunity for your pre-Coventry party out in Newport or Coventry or Orleans or anywhere else around here. You can't do it. That's not going to work out. So come on in slowly but surely. Keep it tuned to 92.1. The Bunny, you'll have DJ Rickshaw, DJ Cooley, seeing you through the late night, what we call the late night hours. Speaking of which, we got a little theme going on. This year's from the archives. That theme was time. It's an important theme, given that our time with Fish, in the current sense, the live majesty that we've come to expect, it's coming to an end right here at Coventry. We're privy to it. It's worth the wait, trust me. We all know it is. It's been an amazing, amazing summer breakup sex tour. I've been loving it. It's been amazing. And now I'm glad to be up here at Coventry. We're a little wet, but none the worse for wear. And it's a little slow, but it's working out just fine. Come on in. Take care of each other. Keep on your lights. Stay in your cars. Check this out. I want to note that I played No Regrets from Trey and Tom's album, Trampled by Lambs and Pecked by the Dove. If you don't have it, you should. I never use my show as any sort of a commercial opportunity, but really, check that out. That was No Regrets, and then the intended, that was followed by the intended dedication to Mr. Dirksen and the crew out in the House of Live Fish. Go on out, check him out, ask him about the Moma Free from 617 that you heard right here on From the Archives. And you can go ahead and hook yourself up with a CD, a compilation of your own chosen favorite Fish. In the meantime, I'll keep choosing them for you. I'm going to play something that you're not going to hear in the House of Live Fish. It's from this spring. It's part of a jam the band played while in the studio for Undermined. Check this out. I call this one 1 to 7.